Public hearing subset A is a consideration of a variance. This is for Tim Anderson as the applicant, and it's up in Murray Edition. So Mr. Smith is coming forward with the staff report, and I'll turn it over to you, Dave.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor and members of the council. First item in front of you here tonight on this is a variance request from Tim Anderson at 1727 Meadowlark Drive, lots 47 and 52 of the Murray Tract number 1. Tim has applied for a variance to the minimum lot width requirements in the zone in preparation to replat his property, as well as a variance to the hard surface requirement for the new driveway. The property is located right now currently in a low-density residential housing district. The lot width requirements in that district are not less than 100 feet. The applicant is requesting to move the lot line between lots 47, 52, approximately 40 feet south, resulting in a lot width of 66 feet, which would be for the revised lot number 47. The purpose of the proposed lot revision is to accommodate a new 1,200-square-foot home and a 576-square-foot detached garage on revised lot 47, and to resolve the encroachments over the current lot line by the existing home and driveway. The proposed home and garage will be required to meet the 25-foot front, 10-foot rear, 8-foot side setbacks as defined in Title 18. The variances to the hard surface has been requested due to the location of a high-pressure natural gas line that runs diagonally across the property, and portions of the driveway could potentially not be hard surface to follow through with WBI energy pipeline easement criteria, which have been included in this report. If the request is approved, the applicant will submit a site boundary plan and a plat application prior to any construction. We sent out 18 official notifications to property owners within 200 feet. We received 8 back, which was 52.16% approval. No response of 6 for 28.77% approval, which those are implied consent. And then disapproval 3 of 19.07%. A couple of the comments that were left by some of the neighbors. One, I have no problem with the setback variance. My only concern is that the new house be stick-built, not a modular or mobile home. We would not allow that in that zone anyway. Next one is, we purchased a property in the Murray Edition because of its large lots. Allowing the lots to become fractionalized will negatively impact the aesthetic and economic value of our property. The applicants should look at a property in the Palisades if they want ting-ting lots and homes. Another one, one of the things I have to come to appreciate is in the last 22-plus years that I've lived in the Murray Edition is a lot size and the space between the homes. I hope that will continue. WBI Energy had been notified and has been in communication with the applicant. They're strongly against the applicant installing any hard surface over their easement. And there is a copy of that easement agreement in your packet. This is quite big. Recommendations. The Planning Commission reviewed the request on February 5th and voted 6-1 to recommend the approval of the variance to the minimum lot width requirements, and voted to recommend that the applicant install a hard surface driveway up to the boundary of the easement. While some hardships were created by the landowner, a gas line easement creates conditions that limit the buildable space on lot 47, or what would be lot 47 revised, which could be present regardless of a narrower lot width. The revised lot 47 would also meet the minimum requirements laid out in Title 18 for lot size within the zoning district. The applicant can utilize the buildable space while meeting the setbacks. City staff cannot see a reason to deny the applicant reasonable use of his land. However, staff believes the ordinance requirement for the hard surfacing should be fully enforced. If the request is approved, city staff will require that the applicant submit site boundary project plan by a certified land surveyor prior to the submittal of a plat and issuance of any building permit, as well as approval of the project from WBI Energy. And I believe Tim is here. If you have any questions for him or myself.
Let's start with questions from council for Dave. Do we got any at this point in time?
Dave, Title 18 is an 8-foot side setback. The restrictive covenants or the amended covenants say 10-foot side setback. Which one would be enforced?
The city would enforce our ordinances. We do take in consideration the covenants. However, we don't enforce those covenants. So if the developer of the Murray Edition or the other homeowners in the Murray Edition wanted to get together to fully enforce those covenants on that, or excuse me, the setback that's required under their covenants, they could do that.
Any other questions for Dave at this point?
What's the smallest lot that we have in the Murray Edition?
I can't answer you the size. I do know there is one lot right now that is 76.9 or 77 feet wide. That was built on in 2005. We looked and researched. We couldn't find a place where at that time that it was, there was a plat that was submitted through the city. It's entirely possible that might have been split at that time by description, but we don't know for sure. We weren't able to find anything in our records where we had a replat of that.
It sure looked like I saw some smaller lots when I was driving around this afternoon. But I can't tell you what they are or where they are.
We did some research, and Laura did most of it, and there was just the one from 2005 that was smaller that we could find.
Any other questions at this point? Mr. Anderson, want to come up to the microphone and make some comments?
I'm Timothy F. Anderson, 1727 Meadowlark here in Sturgis. And I would like to bring something to everybody's attention. I am asking for the permission to move my lot line 40 feet south from lot 52 to 47. I'm asking for a variance for my frontage to 66.2 feet. I'm not asking permission to build a home or put a home on there. I'm asking to move my lot line and a variance for my frontage. And if indeed there's going to be a problem with the hard surfacing requirements, I'll be willing to work with you in any way, or I don't even know if I'm ever going to put a driveway in. I'm sitting here trying to do everything by the book and move the lot line on my property so that it's going to clean up that line between 47 and 52. And with the idea of the clock is ticking, and I would like to get this taken care of before it ends up in somebody else's lap. That said, do you have any questions about that?
When you say the clock is ticking, what do you mean by that?
I'm 65 years old, and I've been out there since 1986, and I know that I need to take care of that lot line, okay? When I was in the county, we ended up, we built. And at this point in time, we never know if we're going to get up again tomorrow. So that said, we decided that we would talk to the zoning. They decided to go vote in my favor. I do have somebody lined up to shoot the lines and do a plat, but I didn't want to put out the money for that until I had the permission to do it. If I have the permission to do it, I have everything in place to have that done and submitted.
If I understand you correctly, the only thing you're asking for this evening is the variance for the frontage of the 66 feet.
And the lot line. I want to move my lot line 40 feet south into lot 47. Okay, and that would be 203 feet by 60.2 feet, okay, because it's 106 feet, so it would be 66 feet. Okay, that still makes that lot over 12,000 square feet, and from what I understand, isn't city lot 7,500?
7,500 square feet, yes.
So I'm bigger than you know, what's required.
If you were granted the variance, and there was a house built here, where could you put it?
Well, you've seen the paperwork. If that would happen, the only place you could put it would be in the southwest corner. Okay. But that's not what I'm asking for. I'm asking to move the lot line.
I realize that. The outbuildings that are in the back, are those movable?
Yes. Every one of them are on skids.
You could move those over into lot 52.
Yes. Yes. And then I have two car trailers parked back there. They're on wheels. But when I put the sheds back there, I made sure that they were on skids. I can hook onto them with my pickup and drag them out of there.
Corner of the garage there?
Mm-hmm.
On the left? Or would you have to move the lot line to get that much less than 40 foot?
Well, that would cut into my driveway that I have. And if indeed, when I get to Loss coming home from the grocery store, and I do have to get rid of one or both of my properties, I want to make sure that I can get back to the back portion of lot 52. If indeed that happened and somebody decided that if I sold the small portion to somebody and they put a fence up, which would be their business, then I could still get to the back of my lot.
I have a question. I think it's probably for Mr. Smith. The other paved streets and driveways that go over the gas line, did WBI Energy sign off on those as well? So are there agreements in place?
That I don't know. The city streets, I don't know that there was ever an issue with that. We just paved over it. Any other driveways or anything in that neighborhood or in other areas where that line goes, we're done, and I can't answer if we had any agreements.
I guess I have a question for Mr. Anderson. If there was the discussion and it was granted on the moving of the lot line, I mean, I believe it's inevitable that there would be a build at some point, whether it was you or someone you sold it to. I guess I want some clarity and maybe further discussion on when you're saying I'm just asking for the simple lot line move right now.
Yep. That's what I'm asking for. Okay. Now, please don't get me wrong. Okay. Now, if indeed I wanted to put a house on that lot or some sold it to somebody and they mm-hmm. did want to,
mm-hmm.
I don't believe that I have to ask permission to build on my property as long as I get all those things that I need to get required to do that. See what I'm saying? You know?
Yep.
But I do have to ask permission to move my lot line and get a variance on street
frontage. On the front end, yep.
Yes.
Yep.
And like I said before, if the driveway is an issue, it might not ever have a driveway. And if indeed it does, then I can approach that at that time and say, this is what I'd like to do. I'll work with you, whatever it takes.
Any other discussion?
Well, I mean, I kind of agree with, I mean, I agree with Mr. Anderson, and it's neither here nor there with, you know, what he will eventually do with the lot. You know, I don't think that's a point of consideration in this matter tonight.
And there's another thing that you didn't bring up. There are a lot that's bigger. There is a lot that's smaller. Now, I never received a letter to give permission for either one of those changes.
And I did bring up the one lot, and I did tell you we didn't find any spot in our records where a plat came into our office. Like I said, at times, sometimes things get split by description with the county, and we don't hear about it. So
I mean, that said, the 77-foot frontage, we have a lot that's bigger and a lot that's smaller, but I never had any consideration that come across my doorstep asking permission to do that. I'm here to do this by the book.
How about public input on this matter? Anybody care to come forward and state your name and give us your thoughts? Mr. Drone, come on forward, sir.
Tim Drone, 2205 Miller Drive. The lot that I own is one right next to the lot 47. And, you know, if there wasn't a request for a change of the lot line, Tim could have built on that lot at any time. So that's not really my issue. I guess my issue is, where do we set the minimum at this point for low density? It's 100 feet. As was indicated, there evidently is a home out there that's in the 70s. as far as frontage. And the question I have is, where do we finally cut it off at? Can we go to 50? You know, if the lot is a large lot, can we go to 50 for frontage? Basically, that lot is going to be reduced by about a third, going from 100 down to 66 plus is what it's going to be. And I understand why Tim is doing it, but I just wanted to give my input. So, thank you.
Other further discussion on this request for a variance, both on frontage and on a hard surface requirement?
The agreement on the hard surface was hard surface up to gas line, wasn't it, right?
Yeah, up to the easement for the gas line is what planning and zoning
said. You were going to put in a...
If a house was being constructed, yeah. Yes.
And how much was that? Do we remember what that was? Was it like 15 feet, 12 feet?
No, it would vary. If I was going to do a driveway, it could go anywhere from however many feet off the south boundary line of 47 to the north border line. So the further north that the driveway went, the longer the paved portion would be. But from what I understand, there was a property out in the industrial park that they paved over the gas lines, but they went ahead and left grading or open spaces in that so that in case something broke, the gas could have a way out. See, and if I'm sitting here and we're going to talk about that, which, you know, I'll work with you on that, is... There's no reason that I can't pave up to the easement, and then we could do a da-da-da-da across the gas lines for their 60 feet and then go the rest of the way. I mean, anything is let the grass grow up between it and keep it mowed. But that's really not the issue. I mean, I'll work with you on that, but I'm just really looking for the frontage and moving the lot line. So, I mean, you know... And once again, there's all kinds of gravel driveways around. There's all kinds of driveways across that are too close as far as paved. And the gas line person was talking about, well, they don't like to have concrete or pavement from the gas line to the home because if they have a gas line break, it can get into the home. But yet again, right across the street, I do have a neighbor that has a paved driveway to concrete that's hooked up to his house. So once again, what's good for the goose is good for the gander, in my opinion. But then again, I'll work with you on that, as well as I told the gas line guy, I'll do whatever it takes if indeed I do want to do a driveway at some point. But that's not, you know, that's...
I don't really want to labor it, but just in our packet, there was, other than, there was a 1986 drawing... Is that diagonal on that drawing? Is that the gas line easement?
Yes.
That hand drawn.
Yeah, no, I did that with my grandson's colored pencils.
But yeah, anyway. That's the only drawing that we had that showed where the gas line was, and that's
original
was my question.
Plat, this is when we bought the place in 1986.
Yeah.
Okay, and our house sat on there. You can see the original house, and then I just drew in the garage to see. You know, see that I do need to clean that lot line up. And I showed the setback off of the south line, which is the red line. And then the green line would be the north line. And I showed 60 feet from the back of lot 452 to the red gas line. I showed the 25 feet setback on this south line. And I showed 40 feet from the south lot line of lot 47 to the street.
And you showed a potential sewer and water line, too.
Yeah.
That's just potential.
Well, see, Laura ended up penciling something in there when we were talking about this.
Okay,
so I went, okay, I'll show this, and I'll show the setbacks with the dotted lines. And then I showed this, if we were going to do that. And I talked to the gas line guy about the driveway thing because they had an issue with it. But once again, I still come back to the fact is all I'm asking for is the variance on the front and moving my lot line.
Yeah, that's why I said I don't want to belabor the point. I just want to understand a little bit.
So, you know, my daughter might end up moving into my house. Who knows? You know, I mean, anybody that's over the age of 50 sitting in this room, every day you get up is a plus. But anyway.
So when you bought the house, Tim, it was already built, and it, did it have a garage or no garage at that
point? It had a garage on the northwest corner, okay. Or the northwest back, and
right.
We put the garage on after we were there. We were in the county when I put the original garage on, okay. On the south side of
right.
The house.
All right. I'll drag it over here. I don't talk so good anymore. Okay. I'm going to stand up so I can point to this, but I'll try so I don't get in the road. The yellow line, which you can't see, is the one that comes down through the trailer there. And that's 66 feet.
Okay. If you put the line 52 through the south portion of my garage there on the right.
Yep.
Okay. And then you got the trailer sitting there and the pickup. Okay. That's my where I would like to move the lot line to. It's right on the south side of my driveway.
Now then, I don't believe the driveway is that sacred.
No.
Because you could, at some point, if you sold the property, they could take the tree out, take your driveway to the north. You'd still have, what I'm proposing is to get you to 75 feet. If we took another 10 foot and moved your proposed lot line 10 foot to the north, you could still get to the backyard. You could still have the majority of your driveway. If the property sells, the driveway can be expanded. I think the issue here is the 66 feet, but we've got lots out there that are 70 feet and one showing in the packet at 75. Well, 66 and 10 is 76. And that I don't think anybody would have an issue with.
Well, I'm asking for the 40 feet. I will work with you a little bit, but I still, until I can't get around anymore, I want to have as much access to my backyard as I can get.
So what is the access between the corner of the garage into your proposed lot line?
Because I don't want to choke off myself in the corner of my garage and in the other property if I sell it. Now, if I don't sell it, it's a non-issue because I can drive over the lot line all day long. And there's never going to be a fence there as long as I own it. So, but then again, I would like to take care of the lot line now instead of later. And, I don't want to leave it for my daughter. So, that said.
How about any other public input? Further the discussion.
I just have a question for Dave. You indicated in the packet that it meets the, even what he's wanting to do would still meet the minimum zoning requirement for frontage, right?
No, that is incorrect. The low density is 100 feet.
Okay.
Square footage of the lot.
The square footage of the lot will be all right.
Square footage is fine, but
This minimum square foot 7,500, and he's going to have almost
It's over 12,000.
Between 12,000 and 13,000 square feet if we narrow the lot to 66 feet. It's still a large lot, but it's not going to meet the frontage requirements for the low density.
Anybody else have anything to add? Anything from council?
So, Tim, Councilor Anderson here. You're set on your 40 feet that you're not willing to give up.
I'll work with you, but I don't want to go too far.
Understood. And so, what I guess would be. Right. I mean, what are your thoughts? I mean,
okay. Let's just say that Mike says 10 feet.
Mm-hmm.
I will split that in half and I'll work with you for 5 feet. That gets us to 71.
Jason's our resident builder, folks. So if he can't come up with an answer.
I understand. I mean, your lot lines and everything that you're wanting, but I'm looking at as down the road of something being built in there, that to try and get as much room possibly. And I do get that your driveway, if there's six more feet or something like that in there is not going to hurt you for getting through there. Because I mean, I do really lean on where Mike is coming from on the 10 feet there. Well, I don't know. It's, if the council would, 7 feet would be something in there. I mean, would that be?
Is this the start of a motion?
No, I'm just trying to get a feel out here. And if Tim's willing, I mean, because 7 feet would be getting closer to having, we'd be at 73 feet, right?
Yeah. Going and we're with shooting the thought process.
The 75, Mike, came from the Thompson Drive lot that's in the packet, right? That's yeah. kind of where, okay. Even though we don't know whether or not that's the small.
We also, I think we also want to consider, too, the thought that wherever we set this line, if allowed,
yeah, pretty small, yeah.
that if Tim were to sell his house and or that lot, we want to make sure that we don't have setbacks that encroach. We don't want to hit. So I think the setbacks for us are 8 feet. The setbacks under the covenants are 10. So we want to make sure that those setbacks remain wherever we set this new lot line, if allowed. Which and is, that's a point of consideration, too.
Mr. Anderson, do you happen to know what the measurement is from the corner of the garage to your proposed 40-foot movement? I couldn't find that anywhere.
I didn't measure that off, but it would be within the setbacks. I know that. I know it's within the setbacks, but I do not want to squeeze myself down if I don't have to. And as far as the setbacks, from what I understand, correct me if I'm wrong, didn't the Murray Edition covenants just basically disappear when we came city? And
no.
Do I have to adhere
no,
to Murray Edition
not.
Or do I have to adhere
Both.
To city?
Both. The city does not technically enforce subdivision covenants. If you receive use on reviews or anything like that, at that point, the city does take that into consideration. So that's why, at this point, the city council, by policy, would not approve a line that would give you less than 10 feet from that side setback.
Correct.
And so that's why the council is looking at what the potential building envelope would be for that new parcel, that they have to look at it and say, you're going to have 10 feet on both sides. Now, technically, if you apply for a building permit, at that point, we could not force you to have more than or have more than 8 feet, but at that point, your neighbors could file a civil action against you.
The trailer south of your white pickup there, how long is that trailer?
The one by the driveway? That's 24 feet.
24 feet, because that'll roughly be about that length. It looks close to being scaled out there, if that's for the line.
You turn it sideways and say that's the...
Correct. Yeah, that's, I mean, it, yeah. it's... I'm going to say within a few feet.
Looking at the existing lot line, dissecting the garage there, I'd say roughly, you know, it's about splitting it in half from the corner. So I would say I would agree with you what you're saying, Jason.
Probably have close to 10 feet to move it before you infringe on that 10-foot
right.
setback.
See, also, you have to keep into consideration or that you have to be 25 feet off that north gas line also.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I was going to say. It makes it trickier with the transmission line going through there.
That's for the building envelope, though, not for
yeah,
the lot
you're
line.
You're not gonna, you know, you can't build within 25 feet
yeah.
of
the future building envelope is going to be awkward no matter what. Not that it's impossible, but a home would be awkwardly placed on that property.
See, but that, we keep getting back to the fact I'm not asking to build a home.
Fully understand that, but the council does have to consider that through this action. The likely result within the next 50 years is going to be that a home likely would occur there. And so that's where the council has to look at what the future of that area would likely end up looking at. Once this is granted, there's no authority for the city council to not, or for the city to not issue a building permit there. As long as it's within 8 feet of any of the setbacks, anyone, any future owner would be able to build a house. And so that's where they should look at and consider that potential.
But then again, you're saying that it'd have to be 10 feet because of the Murray Edition covenants.
Right now is how they're looking at it, but actually when the building permit's issued, it is not 10 feet.
But then you told me that if indeed a house was put on there and it was at 8 feet instead of 10, then the a neighbor
Correct.
Could take civil action.
Correct. That's exactly what we would tell the, you know, the person applying for the building permit, that we would recommend that it's at 10 feet because that's according to the covenants. However, we cannot enforce that. But if a neighbor were to enforce it, they could file a civil action. And so by those means, any future builders should definitely consider 10 feet.
You do know there's buildings out there that are close. Just saying.
Mr. Anderson, I'll make the motion if you give me 8 feet. Got five.
Okay, now. You started out with 10.
I started out
and
with 10.
And I said I'd split it with you.
Yeah, you went down to 5. Now I'm raising you 2.
That goes to 70. If I went 3. To 5 feet, that would go to 71.
Yep. I'm trying to get you to as I close to 75 as I can get.
And you want to go 7. You want 7 feet.
I'd really like to have 10, but I'll do the...
How about 6?
No. Not playing cards here.
Kind of are.
Okay. I'm going to do this.
All right.
I'm going to make a motion to allow you to move the lot line to the 74-foot frontage. Not asking for a hard surface.
Well... Part of the actual original request was also for a variance to hard surfacing, because we were under the assumption that there was possibly going to be built a house on that property. So that's why that request was in fact part of this variance request. So there's two of them in there.
Well, that was just in case we threw that in there, in case something was going to go on there.
Yeah, so I guess you can remove that from the request.
Well, at this point, we have a motion to approve the variance up to 74 feet, which is moving at 32 feet from the existing lot line. Is that your complete motion, Mike, or do you want to add?
No, that's good. Let's keep it simple for right now.
I'll second it.
First by Mike and a second by Ron.
Can you live with that?
I can live with that, Mike. I would have rather done 6 feet, but.
We have a first and a second on the floor. Last chance for discussion, both public and council. Any last thoughts before the vote? I take it there's no further thoughts. Jason, we'll roll call this so we can get a clear vote. We'll start with you.
Yes.
Ron.
Yes.
Rhea.
No.
Becca.
Yes.
Steve.
Yes.
Dave.
Yes.
I'm no. Mike.
Yes.
And Terry.
No.
Is that a 5-4? 6-3 in approval of the variance. So the variance is approved to 74 feet frontage, which moves the lot line actually 32 feet. No variance on the pavement. So that was not included in the motion.
So then if indeed I want to put in a driveway, we come to zoning and we talk. And then we go again.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. So that gives 74 feet. I move 32 feet.
Maybe in that time, the timeline, maybe the gas line will go away.
Yeah, anyway.
Or you may decide to just go ahead and pave the driveway, and that wouldn't require a variance.
Right. There you go. Well, thanks, you guys.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I will do the. I do have to do a plat and then bring it in to
Laura.
Yep. Laura. Yeah. All right.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much.
Yep.